Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God this morning. Romans chapter 4, if you found your place. Romans chapter number 4. How many of y'all love this book? Not ashamed of this book. Amen. I appreciate the book, don't you? The Word of God said in chapter number 4 of the book of Romans, in verse number 1, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Really, is that not what's important? That's the last thing on a lot of people's minds, and it ought to be the first thing on our mind. What's the Bible say? What saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Drop down with me, please, if you will, to verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. You can be seated. Pray with us, would you please? Pray for us this morning. I'd like to bring a message this morning entitled, He Was Strong in Faith. Father, I pray that you'll bless the Word of God as it goes forth this morning. Our folks that are traveling, our Lord, and for the first time in a long time, able to get away for a little while, I pray your blessings upon them. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them and give them a time of rest and refreshment and relaxation. Bless our families, our Father, that are here today. Thank you, Lord, for each one that's taken time to come to the house of God this day. Now, Lord, I pray you'd encourage us this morning as only you can. Lord, help us that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. We'll give you glory. Speak to hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. On Wednesday night, the Lord led us into a passage of Scripture concerning the centurion and how that the centurion, the Word of God said, had great faith. Jesus said he had not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. And I did not plan on this, but I learned a long time ago that just because I don't plan on it don't mean he ain't planning on it. And God began to stir in my heart last night. I don't know where this is going, but right now we've looked at great faith. We looked at a faith that cannot be shaken. It was rooted and grounded on a rock, dug down deep on the things of God. And then today I want to look at strong faith. Strong faith. That ought to be the desire of every child of God. Let me say something, beloved. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me real carefully. This Bible teaches that God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. Now, I believe with all of my heart it's what you do with that measure. Amen. You'll find in the Bible that where people took that measure and acted on the measure that God had given them, God would increase that measure. Let me just say this too. Faith is a gift of God. You can't work it up. You can't pray it down. Amen. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and God has given us a precious gift in His Word. And I believe we ought to read it. I believe we ought to study it. I believe we ought to memorize it. I believe we ought to heed it. I believe we ought to use it, beloved, as an instruction manual for life, and God will bless us for doing so. You think about, I said on Wednesday night, there's two things in the Bible that caused Jesus to marvel. One was faith. This man's great faith. He said he marveled. He'd not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. But the other was unbelief. You think about that. Two opposite ends of the spectrum. In other words, God deals to some a measure of faith, and they still live and die in unbelief. Amen? There's only one thing going to keep a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl out of heaven, and that's unbelief. That's refusing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as their Lord and their Savior. The Word of God said in Romans 11:20, I'm just laying a little groundwork. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. What that's talking about is nationally, Israel. They were broken off that the Gentile might be grafted in. I'll have more to say about that in a little while. In Hebrews chapter number 3 and verse number 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. In Hebrews 4:6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in, that they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Everybody in heaven will have one thing in common. They believe God, and it was counted unto them for righteousness. Everybody in hell will have one thing in common, and that is unbelief. A failure to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Matthew chapter 13, He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. I want to say this to you this morning, beloved. Listen to me. I believe we need to get back to the old-fashioned days when God's people are prayed up, looking up, coming to the house of God, looking for God to do something in their midst, and believing God, amen, to help someone along life's way. I believe, listen, somebody said, well, I didn't see anything happen just as I expected. That's the problem. Amen. God, when He's talking about unbelief, it's not only talking about an unbelieving sinner. There are saints that are living in unbelief. They're not expecting God to do anything. They're not asking God to do anything. They're not seeing God do anything. And I'm telling you this, it's not, it never has been God's fault. Say amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, I was bragging on the kids for 53 chapters last week. I just wondered if we were without a telephone, how much more we could have read. If we were without a television, amen, how much more we could have read. I'm just telling you, if we divide our time up, beloved, and it was on display, I believe we'd be ashamed of how much we play and how much we pray. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, you can stay awake and pay attention to play 18 holes of golf. But beloved, listen, you can't stay awake for 18 verses in the Bible. There's something wrong. Say amen. I believe God wants to help us to be strong in faith. Mark chapter 6 said He marveled because of their unbelief, and He went around about the villages. I want to give you a statement this morning. I'm going to talk about strong faith. But before I get started, here's the statement. I read this. It's not original with me, but I thought it was worth repeating. Little faith will bring your soul to heaven, but great faith will bring heaven to your soul. You know what revival is? It's not, listen, just a bunch of people going to heaven, but it's a bunch of people that God's put heaven in their soul, amen, and made a difference in their life, and they're excited about the things of God. I believe with all of my heart, strong faith is important. Let me give you some things, just four things this morning, and we'll go to the house. First of all, strong faith believes God. Somebody said, what is faith? Well, the Bible definition, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'll tell you what faith is in a nutshell. Faith is taking God at His word. In other words, God promised it, God said it, and you just believe it. You trust God. You take God at His word. Years ago, someone said, God said it, and beloved, I believe it, and that settles it. There's a little something wrong with that statement. Beloved, God said it, and that settles it. It's just to our advantage to believe it. Whether we believe it or not, it's still settled. As a matter of fact, the Word of God said it's forever settled in heaven. Amen.
the Word of God. So strong faith believes God. Strong faith takes God at His Word. That faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Beloved, listen. Strong faith believes that with God nothing shall be impossible. Looks above the humanly impossible. God had told Abraham, he's well past that age to get his wife in a way with a child. And listen, she's well past that age of having a child. But Abraham's got something going for him. God said it was going to happen. Amen. Listen to me. I believe this is important this morning. Abraham's not a perfect man. You and I miss it. You and I blow it. Abraham blew it. But I'll tell you this. I'll get into it a little bit more, beloved, in a little bit. But listen, God doesn't record it here. What God is looking at is Abraham's faith. And Abraham was strong in faith. He was willing to believe God to do what was humanly impossible. It sees the Lord, and it makes it heavenly possible. I like that, don't you? In verse number 7, strong faith. Look at verse 17. As it is written, I have made him thee the father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be as though they were. You can read that casually, and you'll not get it. But if you'll read it slowly, there's two things there. We're talking about a God that can raise the dead. Somebody help me this morning. Listen, if God can raise the dead, tell me what he can't do. Amen. I know the Bible said he cannot lie, but in that we need done, listen to me. I'm telling you, God is able. Amen. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Watch this now. He believes God. He's strong faith. Because he believes God can raise the dead. By the way, beloved, only God can raise the dead. Amen? But watch this. Not only that, there's something else God can do. This is just an origin of strong faith. God can make something out of nothing. Amen? You say, Pastor, what do you mean? It said here, he calleth those things which be not as though they were. Beloved, listen. In the heart and mind of God, there was an earth before there was an earth. He spoke it into existence. The stars, the moon, the sun. God spoke the seas, and it was done. Amen. But listen to this. The gist of this scripture here this morning, beloved, listen, is talking about before the Gentiles. They were nothing but dogs. They were not recognized in the economy, in the commonwealth of God. Amen. Not recognized in the commonwealth of Israel. But before it ever happened, God saw it like it was there. I'll tell you, listen to me, every one of us as children of God this morning ought to look in the mirror and thank God that he's a God that can make something out of nothing. Amen. If anything's ever made out of your life, it'll be because God made something out of your life. Amen. What a blessing. Strong faith believes God. Strong faith, beloved, listen, understands that God can raise the dead. God can make something out of nothing, and there's nothing too hard for God. Amen? Nothing too hard for God. His arm is not short. His ear is not heavy. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think according to the power that worketh in us. But watch this now. Not only does strong faith, Abraham had strong faith. The Bible said he didn't stagger at the promises of God. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, we need an increase. I didn't say you. We need an increase in our faith. Amen? We need God to help us. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, and they asked Jesus to increase their faith. How many believes if we get in this book more that God would increase our faith? Amen? As we read over and over and over how God has helped others, it would dawn on us that he wants to help us as well. The second thing I want to give you this morning, not only does strong faith believe God, but strong faith is blessed by God. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Look at it in verse number 6 with me just a moment. I'll read verse 5 as well. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Look at verse number 6. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man. Now you say, Pastor, why in the world would a man want to have strong faith? Well, let me ask you this question. How many of you want God's blessings on your life? How many of you want God's blessings on your children's life? How many want God's blessings on your grandchildren's life? The blessedness of the man that will believe God and take God at His word. Strong faith is blessed by God. Watch this now. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For we must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to ask you this question. When you look in the mirror, do you see an individual, a mother, a father, a teenager, a mamaw, a papaw? Do you see an individual that is diligently seeking God? Listen to me carefully, beloved. Listen. The time for the casual is over. Amen? God is looking for some people that will seek His face. God is looking for some people that will believe His word. God is looking for some people, their faith will be grown. And God will bless families. God will bless churches. God, we need Him to bless our country again. Amen. We need people that are strong in faith. Watch this, a couple of things quickly. Turn back to Romans chapter number 1 just hurriedly. Number 1, it's blessed. Strong faith is blessed by God. It's blessed in what it reveals. Watch in verse number 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Listen to me. I can remember when God revealed His righteousness to me. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Here's what I mean. When you get a holy God and you get in the presence of a holy God, you realize, beloved, there's nothing wrong with His righteousness. There's something wrong with mine. My righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God Almighty. And so we're blessed by what? Beloved, listen, this strong faith reveals. It's blessed by God because God will reveal Himself. God will reveal, listen, our condition. And listen, you can think you're doing pretty good. As long as you're comparing yourself to somebody else, you can think I'm doing pretty good. But the Word of God said in the book of Corinthians, and they comparing themselves with themselves were not wise. Honey, the idea is not for me to get in your presence or you to get in my presence. The idea is for us to get in His presence. And when we get in His presence, He'll reveal His righteousness. And we'll understand we're coming short. And we need God to increase our faith. It's blessed in what it reveals. Look at verse 7 and 8 in chapter 4. Not only is it blessed by God, strong faith in what it reveals, but it's blessed in what it covers. You see, when God's righteousness is revealed, something takes place at the same time. My sin is revealed. You say, Pastor, your sin? Yeah, the Bible said, if you say you're without it, you're lying. And the truth's not in you. You say, well, I'm doing real good. I'm going to tell you something. People that are doing real good don't know it. They're walking with God. And the closer you walk with God, the more you understand that you could move up in your own life. Say amen. And the more we understand, beloved, there's something that needs to be covered. Look at verse 7 and 8. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. You say, Pastor, how can a person know their sins covered? Great faith. Strong faith. Amen. That says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's not just talking about a sinner getting saved. That's talking about the saints of God walking in fellowship according to John, 1 John chapter number 1 with Him. Watch this now. It's blessed in what it covers. The Bible said here, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Strong faith is blessed by God not only what it reveals, but what it covers. The Bible tells us over there in the book of Proverbs, beloved, that if we confess our sin, that God will cover that sin. But beloved, listen, if we try to cover our sin, God will uncover our sin. I believe with all of my heart, it's wonderful to understand. Faith understands that it's blessed by God. Not only is it blessed in what it reveals and blessed in what it covers, but it's blessed in who it reaches. According to the Word of God here, it not only reaches the Jew, but it reaches the Gentile as well. Look in verse number 9. Cometh this blessedness upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? We need to understand this. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. There's no need for this to be confusing, beloved. What God is telling us is that Abraham's faith that was counted unto him for righteousness was before the law. It was before the circumcision. Watch what the Word of God said. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had, being yet uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe. He's not just the father of the Israelites, but God saw a nation before it ever was seen anywhere else in his heart and his mind. He saw the Gentiles walking aisles. He saw the Gentiles falling down by their bedside. He saw us getting saved by the grace of God and getting included in the family of God. By faith, it's blessed in who that it reaches. If you look in verse 23, let me back up a little. But it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. You ought to underline that in the Bible, but for us also. I'm telling you, we ought to shout right there as God's people that he included the likes of me. He included the likes of you. My grandchildren have an opportunity to trust Christ and go to heaven because God, in his foreknowledge, included the Gentiles. Amen. I thank God for that. Strong faith believes God. Strong faith is blessed by God. Then thirdly, strong faith blesses God. Look in verse number 20. The Bible said here, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When we believe God, it blesses God. I tell this, and I didn't really plan on telling it this morning, but my children, we didn't have a lot. We lived from week to week, payday to payday. And being a father and having children that were understanding, they many times would pick something up in the store. I'd say you've seen an episode where, like Opie on Andy Griffith, the kid lays down on his back, spins around on the floor kicking. I've seen kids kick their parents. Might have never done that for some reason. And my grandchildren won't either. If they do, it'll only be once. They'll be singing that song, "Once Was Enough." Amen. But I believe with all of my heart, beloved, listen. Those children at many times would pick something up off of the shelf. And they would say, "Daddy, we can't have this, can we?" How many knows what just happened? It might not be Gary Joe the next payday or the next. But if there's any way at all, I can work it out. I'm going to make sure. You say, "Pastor, you love your kids that much." Yeah, but I'm telling you this, it's not a drop in the bucket compared to how much God loves you and I. And I'm afraid we're living our lives holding things up to the Father and saying, Father, we can't have this, can we? I'm not talking about just material things. Ain't there somebody you want to see saved? Ain't there somebody you want to see delivered from addiction? Ain't there somebody, beloved, that has a need that only God can meet? It blesses God when he looks down and sees one of his children praying and, listen, childlike faith. It blesses him. It blesses him. It blesses him. Strong faith blesses God. It gives glory to God. The Bible said without it, it's impossible to please God. If I ask you to take a sheet of paper right now and say, write it down, what you are believing God to do, what would you write on the paper? You see, if you're not praying about something, you're not believing God about something. But if you're praying and not believing God, you're wasting your time praying. Ain't that what the book of James says? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. We can't be double-minded. We've got to say there's a God in heaven, and he knows what we need even before we ask. But ask, and you shall receive. I believe when the Bible said he'll give us the desires of our heart, he's not talking about a blank check down here at one of the department stores. I'm telling you, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, our desires line up with his desires. And we can ask anything according to his will. We know that he heareth us. I give you this morning in closing. Strong faith believes God. Strong faith is blessed by God. And strong faith blesses God. I read a story. I'll give it to you this morning. I read a story about a youngster, a two-year-old. I'll read it to you. But as I read the story, I couldn't help but think if this was Ava or Amelia, my little grandbabies, or if this was Sawyer, or if this was Olivia. The story goes like this. David, a two-year-old with leukemia, he was taken by his mother, Deborah, to Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston to see Dr. John Truman, who specializes in treating children with cancer and various blood diseases. Dr. Truman's prognosis was devastating. He said he has a 50-50 chance. The countless clinic visits, the blood tests, the intravenous drugs, the fear, the pain, the mother's ordeal can be almost as bad as the child's. She must stand by, unable to bear the pain herself. David never cried in the waiting room. Remember, he's 2 years old. And although his friends in the clinic had to hurt him and stick needles in him, he hustled in ahead of his mother with a smile, sure of the welcome that he always got. When he was 3, David had to have a spinal tap, a painful procedure at any age. It was explained to him that, because he was sick, Dr. Truman had to do something to make him better. If it hurts, remember, it's because he loves you. Boy, let that statement sink in. Deborah said the procedure was horrendous. It took 3 nurses to hold David down while he yelled and sobbed and struggled. When it was almost over, the tiny boy, soaked in sweat and tears, looked up at the doctor and gasped. He said, "Thank you, Dr. Truman, for my hurting." I'm talking about a strong faith. I'm talking a faith, beloved, listen, that can say to Nebuchadnezzar, we don't know if our God's going to deliver us or not, but we do know this. We're not going to bow to your image. We're going to go on with God. And you know what God did? He went on with them. right on into the furnace. And the only thing that burned was what had them bound. Did we not throw three men bound into the burning fiery furnace? Lo, four men. I see four loose and walking around. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Strong faith says, Lord, this hurts. But I know this. You're still working everything together for my good. Not easy. Not easy to watch a loved one suffer. It's not easy even to give a loved one up to heaven. It's not easy. But strong faith says, God, love you. And I know you love me. Someday we'll understand. But today we will walk by faith. Strong faith. Not only believes God and is blessed by God and it blesses God, but I want to give you this and I'm done. Strong faith. This is important. If I ask you this question, why did God save you? What would your answer be? Well, he saved me so I could go to heaven. Well, I wonder why he didn't take you that day. February 22nd, 1987. Jesus saved me. If that's all he wanted to do is take me to heaven, why didn't he take me that day? Why did he leave me here? Strong faith. Believes God's blessed by God. Blesses God. But I want to give you this. Strong faith points others to God. How long has Abraham been pointing others to God? You see, if you read the book of James, it says that we know that our father Abraham was justified by works. Some will say, well, I knew it. There's a discrepancy in the Bible. There's a contradiction in the Word of God. No. Don't ever believe that lie. What it is, Paul in the book of Romans is talking about how that a man is justified before God. James in the book of James is talking about how that a man is justified before men. Let me give you an example. He said Abraham was saved by works. He said that faith without works is dead, being alone. I've said this for years. You might take issue with it, but I wouldn't depend on a faith that wouldn't take me to church to take me to heaven. The Word of God said, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In other words, Abraham didn't just have something that only God could see, but Abraham's faith produced a life that produced results that everybody could see. Strong faith points others to God. I want to say this, beloved, I believe it's important. The Lord, He wants to increase our faith. If our faith is weak, the Bible said here, being not weak in faith, God wants to increase our faith. He wants to give us strong faith. The Lord is helping us. I believe with all of my heart, He's helping us. He wants our faith to be great like the centurion. He wants our faith to be strong like Abraham, because God always has and He always will honor strong faith. Remember the statement that I made in the beginning. Little faith will take you to heaven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But strong faith will bring heaven down in your soul. Little faith to get your soul to heaven, but strong faith. You know when revival comes? It's when people, God's people, revival's not for the lost. Revival's for God's people. It's when God's people get a soul that's full of heaven. It's when God's people have joy unspeakable and full of glory. We mentioned in the teen class this morning an activity that we're going to do this Friday. I'd walk 100 miles to see just a few of the expressions, the excitement. Oh boy, it was awesome. You say, what are you going to do? That ain't none of your business. We're going to have a great time. Ain't nothing big. You know what makes something big? Genuine fellowship and God among us. Amen? That's what makes something big. It's going to be awesome. I believe that with all of my heart. I didn't even ask them to. And all of a sudden, I'm going to bring this one. And I'm going to bring that one. You know what God's doing in their lives? He's showing their works. What's down in here is coming out on the outside. And it's going to affect others. We're trusting God to do a work. Listen, if we're God's children, it's going to come out. Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. That's what the Word of God said. I'm not ashamed of Him. Are you? I believe it was Carol Robertson. I'm pretty sure it was. Years ago, he wrote a song entitled, I Want the People to See Jesus in Me. I want the people to see Jesus in me. I want my life to be all God wants it to be. I want the people to see Jesus in me. What would happen at Bible Way if we incorporated that, Brother Gary, into our life? If we got up of a morning, maybe it's a bowl of cereal sitting in front of us. We said, oh God, would you let somebody see Jesus in me today? Amen. He's in there. Amen. How many knows He's in there? Amen. He's in there. Brother Wade, I just want somebody to see Him. Because really, that's this generation's only hope. It's not seeing the president that's going to change them. It's not seeing the pastor that's going to change them. It's seeing Jesus. He's the dearest friend you've ever had. And He needs to be introduced to others. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You this morning that Abraham had something called strong faith. He didn't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. Lord, I ask You this morning, please increase my faith. Please help somebody. Not tomorrow. I can't boast of tomorrow because I don't know what another day may bring. Help somebody today to see Jesus in my life. God, I pray this morning in this invitation. Lord, You've dealt to every man a measure of faith. I pray that we would examine ourselves and ask ourselves, what have we done with that measure? Lord, when something's planted, it needs to be fertilized. It needs to be watered. It needs to be dug around. God, I pray You'll help us that we might see our faith increased, that it might bring glory to God, that You might be blessed when You see us, that someone else might see You in our lives. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning.